I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Every year I go to the Telluride Film Festival with the same fervent hope to put the summer's junk behind me and recharge my enthusiasm for the fall and winter. This year I got supercharged. It was a wonderful program with all sorts of treats that'll be showing up in the weeks and months to come. The hands-down standout was a film called The King's Speech, with a magnificent performance by Colin Firth as King George VI. He was the father of the current Queen Elizabeth, and beautifully comic counterpoint by Geoffrey Rush as an irreverent Australian speech therapist who treats the King's paralyzing stutter. It's a rare combination of crowd pleaser and consummate artistry. The director, Tom Hooper, worked from a script by David Seidler. I won't say too much about it now. It isn't opening until the beginning of November, but remember, you heard it here first, The King's Speech, a film that'll make your spirit soar. An Israeli documentary called Precious Life is about a Palestinian baby who was born in Gaza 3 years ago with a severe immune deficiency, then treated in Israel by Israeli doctors. This is a feature-length debut by a veteran Israeli journalist, Shlomi Eldar, and the brilliance of the film lies in its tough-mindedness. When the baby's mother hints ever so cautiously at her hostile feelings toward Israel and Jews, Eldar never flinches from bringing them out into the open, however stunning they turn out to be. In fact, the dramatic center moves from the baby to the mother, and the evolution of her feelings is so surprising and so stirring that it seems to hold out symbolic hope for eventual peace between Israelis and Palestinians. As of now, the only thing I can imagine standing in the way of an Oscar for Precious Life is peace breaking out before the ballots go in the mail. 2 years ago, Danny Boyle was at Telluride for the first public showing of Slumdog Millionaire. This year he was back with 127 Hours. It's a stunner of another sort that stars James Franco as Aaron Ralston. He's the mountain climber who had to amputate his own right forearm to free himself from a boulder in a Utah canyon in 2003. Franco is simply terrific, and Danny Boyle's trademark exuberance creates a dizzying succession of images that get the movie not only out of the canyon but into its hero's head. Aaron Ralston was at the festival, and I talked to him at a post-screening party. When I asked the obvious question, he said that watching the film had been terribly painful. But then he grinned at the director, who was standing with us, and said, "But isn't it great how Danny brought in some of the horror techniques he used in 28 Days Later? You just can't stop a movie lover from loving movies." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.